The town of Innisfil celebrated a milestone with the Troy Scott Community Fridge Project on Thursday when it officially moved the fridge at the Innisfil Idealab and Library in Cookstown outdoors. The fridge was previously inside, and therefore not accessible 24/7 to those in need. The Troy Scott Community Fridge Project is named for community supporter and builder Troy Scott, who passed away in June 2021 after a short battle with COVID-19. The town has established 3 community fridges at the Innisfil Idealab and Library in Cookstown, Lakeshore Idealab and Library in Alcona, and Innisfil Recreation Complex. To celebrate the milestone, Mayor Lynn Dolan was joined by members of council and Scott's family and friends for a special presentation. "I'm excited to be here as we celebrate the move of the Cookstown Community Fridge to its permanent home outdoors, moving us closer to our goal of 24/7 barrier-free access to food," said Dolan. "We're extremely happy to be here today and to honor Troy and celebrate the move of the Cookstown Community Fridge to its permanent home outdoors. We're always extremely grateful for the food bank we have in Innisfil, but having perishable food along with the non-perishable food makes all the difference in the world," she said. The town opened its first community fridge outside the Innisfil Recreation Complex in June of 2021, as a Neighbors Helping Neighbors initiative to increase access to nutritious food in Innisfil. "We wanted to do our part to support local food security and help fill a gap in the food system, especially in a time when residents were facing greater economic challenges and food insecurity because of the COVID-19 pandemic," said Dolan. The response from the community was overwhelmingly positive, and the fridge had a clear impact early on. Not only was it being used significantly, but residents, businesses, and schools were eager to jump in and help their neighbors by donating to the fridge. The success of the Innisfil Community Fridge and support from the community led to the expansion of the community fridges in October 2021 with the Cookstown and Alcona fridges. "At the same time, it was our honor to rename the project in the memory of Innisfil resident, business owner, and community builder Troy Scott," said Dolan. "The community fridges have truly been a community effort. For this reason, we renamed the fridges to honor the memory of our dearly missed friend, son, brother, father, and neighbor, Troy Scott, whose generosity reached every corner of the Innisfil community. As a community, we relied on and were touched by Troy's generosity and kindness. I honestly don't think the man knew the word, no. Anybody who went to Troy and asked for any kind of support for any event was instantly met with a, yes, what can I do to help? When we expanded the fridge project and reached out to our community, we experienced that kindness full circle." Scott, the owner of the Stroud Foodland store, was known for his willingness to step up and support community initiatives like the Innisfil Food Bank and Rotary Club of Innisfil. "He was a great guy and I still miss him," said Bill Scott, Troy's father. "I want to thank everyone for coming out. Thank you for your support, the family appreciates it. We're so proud on behalf of our dad for the Troy Scott Community Fridge Program and the impact it will have on our community," read Sarah Corcoran on behalf of Troy's daughters Ashley and Taylor Scott. "Our dad was so proud to be able to give back to the community and help out. We take great pride and comfort knowing that Dad's passion for his community and helping other people will live on. It's an honor to know that our father will be remembered in the community and that the Troy Scott Community Fridge Program will provide support to people in need. Troy was a huge support to our organization for many years," added Mirlene Boken, president of Innisfil charity Christmas for Kids. "Even when we were just getting started 25 years ago, he was always there to support us. His family should be very proud of the many he was and how much he gave back to Innisfil. Community support was in full effect with the efforts to move the fridge outdoors. Kevin Wilson of Home Hardware donated the materials to make the structures that keep the fridges protected from the elements, and the structures themselves were built by students at Nanter Shores Secondary School. Last year, Nanter's hospitality class also prepared and donated over 250 meals to the community fridges," said Dolan. "Our friends at Friday Harbor have been ongoing supporters of the community fridge since day one. They made sure the first fridge was stocked when it opened, and for the last couple of months, the Friday Harbor Fine Foods restaurant has been making weekly donations of produce that are shared between the fridges. The Innisfil Seed Library and Rotary Club of Innisfil have also been incredible supports of the Troy Scott community fridges. The community fridges have seen over 10,000 food and essential items donated and distributed in Innisfil. Troy had an impact on the lives of many, and we hope that the Troy Scott community fridges will too, said Dahlin. Beyond reducing barriers to accessing nutritious foods, residents have reported that Troy Scott community fridges are also raising awareness about poverty and food insecurity in Innisfil. For those living at or below the poverty line, life is pretty brutal right now, said Boken. Anything that we can do to help with food means they have more money. The food bank has always been there for them with the non-perishables, but it's been a struggle. The community fridges have really helped immensely in this area.